When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
My name is Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey. Do you have some experience in the hospitality industry on our topic this morning?
I do, yeah. I've been doing it for about 15 years.
Nice. Ooh, are you a bartender or a waiter?
I'm a bartender.
Okay.
Did you happen to see the thing? I don't know. Made the rounds on social media. We all saw it separately. It was a North Shore Dining Club that put this card up, a photo of this card that bartenders are supposed to pass to somebody very discreetly to let them know that, hey, your night is over. Maybe it's time to go home. Did you happen to see that by chance?
No, I haven't. I'd be pretty curious about it. We just kind of discreetly try to tell them personally, like, without trying to embarrass them.
Yeah.
So will you just like lean over and be like, hey, you know, you've probably had enough, blah, blah, blah. Or will you get them a water or a seltzer? How do you do it?
Normally I try to like offer a water, or if they're offering, like if they're asking for like a vodka soda, tell them like maybe in just like a moment, just enjoy this like water or seltzer water for now. Depends on their level of intoxicity. Like if they're really hammered and they could endanger like our liquor license or themselves, I'll just be like, hey, come back tomorrow.
Kelsey, I know you, the first thing you said was you try to be discreet with people because they're patrons, right?
Yeah.
They're customers, and you don't, like you say, you don't want to embarrass anybody. But if they don't respond to that, I mean, would you? My impulse would be to try to get their car keys or something like that. You can't do that, can you? Or can you?
I mean, if they have their car keys in their hand, maybe I'll just like offer to like, hey, can I help you grab an Uber?
Yeah.
Or just kind of coax them into another way. Like, do you have a friend around?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah,
just kind of give options to kind of remind them that they're maybe not the best to be behind the wheel. Like I said, it's just kind of, it's a delicate situation. You don't want to embarrass anybody, but at the same time, you don't want to hurt anyone.
Do most people, you know, just kind of get the warning and get out, or do you sometimes get people who are belligerent and then you have to, you know, have security step in or something?
I feel like for the most part, everyone's kind of like, oh, I'm a little drunk. Thank you for the heads up, and I'm going
to
cash out and leave.
Yeah, that's
once
good to
in a while,
know.
You do get the people that are requiring assistance of like a manager.
Yeah.
I feel like most people that go places are mostly regulars. Most people go to the same places all the time. I mean, maybe there are a few new people, but I would think that they don't want the embarrassment. They want to be able to come back. You know, you don't want to totally ruin your experience going to these places, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, we're all human. We all have like rough days, and maybe you've had too many and you don't want to, you know, you want to be able to come back exactly to the same place.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just don't want to, it's a delicate situation, but for the most part, everyone's really chill about it.
You must hear some things though. As soon as somebody like has a couple of drinks and they start talking,
that's
you must
stuff.
Hear some things.
Yeah. We hear a lot behind the sticks. And it can get really interesting, that's for sure.
Interesting. That's one word for it.
Well, good thank stuff. You for weighing in.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Awesome
stuff.
Of
course. My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Have a good one.